Hi, and welcome to our latest episode of Money Clips. I'm Kate Rowe.
And I'm Liz Garvey.
And today we'll be discussing the necessary steps toward financial independence. One of the first steps we'll be discussing is spend less than you earn. And one way to do that is by a simple rule, which is 50-30-20 rule. 50% of your take-home pay should be used for needs. So rent or mortgage, car payments, student loan payments, clothing, food are some of the examples of needs. And then 30% of your take-home pay should come from wants. That could be dining out, vacations, luxury items. And then 20% of your take-home pay should be used for saving for the future. And this can include retirement, saving for a wedding, a home, or even a new car. So these are good parameters to use so you don't overspend and acquire consumer credit card debt.
Another important thing is to establish credit early on. This can be done via credit cards, car loans, and other bills. So it's super important to start from an early age. We recommend that at age 18, you get a credit card and you could use it exclusively for purchasing gas and then make sure you pay it off each month in full. So the more credit history in your name that you have, the better you're going to look to a future lender. And this will pay off in the future when you go to purchase your first home where you get the best interest rate possible. It's also very important to stay current with all of your bills. If your bills do end up going to collections, that would negatively impact your credit report and therefore your credit score in the long run.
Okay, so the next one is about prioritizing debt. So we just talked about establishing credit. Once you have a number of financial obligations, it's important to prioritize the order in which you pay down the debt if you have excess funds left over at the end of the month. First, it's important not to carry a credit card balance from month to month. Make sure you pay off the highest interest rate first. This would likely be your credit card, and then pay down the next highest interest rate loan, and that could be your student loan or car loan or something like that.
Also super important to pay yourself first. This can be done via 401k contributions, a Roth IRA contribution, automated transfers, and to maximize taxes. So when you start your first job out of school, it's important to sign up for the retirement plan at work right away if you have one available. Keep in mind that if there's a matching program at your job, that's basically a great way to add to your retirement plan. You want to make sure you don't leave any of that money on the table. So if a company would match up to 3% of your salary, you want to make sure that you're contributing at least 3% there. If you aren't eligible for a retirement plan at work, you do have the option of contributing to either a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. It really depends on everyone's specific situation, so we can discuss it with you and your accountant to see which one applies to you. With any type of savings, it's best to make it an automated transfer, whether it's from your paycheck or a monthly deposit from your checking account into a retirement account at Fidelity. As long as it's set up to go automatically, that's the best rate of success there. You also want to keep in mind that contributing to a pre-tax retirement plan will end up saving you money on taxes.
Great. The next step we're going to talk about is reviewing benefits, work benefits. So typically, once a year, there's an open enrollment period for benefits at your place of work. And this is when you can sign up for your health plan, and it's important to look at all the different options to see what fits your needs, as there can be a large impact on your paycheck. Another great benefit that a number of companies offer is a flexible spending account. This allows you to defer a certain amount of pre-tax money each year to be spent on healthcare costs tax-free. This can be used for co-pays, prescriptions, etc. And keep in mind, this is a use it or lose it system, so it's important to forecast your expected healthcare costs for the following year.
Another benefit for health plans is they oftentimes give you a gym membership reimbursement feature. This usually requires you to be a member of the gym for 3 to 6 months before you're eligible to be reimbursed, but it's a great incentive to stay healthy with exercising and get reimbursed. Some companies also offer a commuter benefit where you can buy a transit authority pass with pre-tax funds, and depending on where you live, that could end up saving you a good chunk of money. And also another benefit is short-term and long-term disability, and this can be extremely important if you are sick for an extended period of time.
A number of companies also offer an education benefit, and some people capitalize on this by obtaining their master's degree at night. Another benefit could be a discount on your cell phone plan. So it's important to look at all of the benefits that are available to you to make sure that you're taking advantage of them.
Another thing to keep in mind is when you start your first job out of college, you want to start creating a safety net of 3 to 6 months of living expenses. So this is basically your emergency fund, and it's important to calculate what your monthly living expenses are and then make sure that you have that set aside. This would be used in the case of a job loss or unexpected car repairs, etc. If you are paid on commission, we actually recommend that you have 6 to 9 months of living expenses set aside, just because the cash flow might not be as regular with that.
Okay, and last but certainly not at all least is to set financial goals. It's really important that you set financial goals at the beginning of the year. You know, most people want to buy a house or a nicer car or even save up for a wedding. So in terms of saving for a house, it's really important to save at least 20% of the purchase price so that you don't have to pay private mortgage insurance, or AKA PMI. This is a monthly fee that's charged to you if you don't have 20% to put down on a house.
So these are our steps to financial independence. We'd be happy to discuss further with you if you have any questions. We look forward to working with you during your financial journey. And make sure to check out our financial tips with the link below. And thanks for listening to this episode of Money Clips.